Mummy, I said, tossing back my hair and looking up at her, you still haven't told me what day I'm going back to school. It must be soon now. My mother was silent for some minutes, and I began to wonder what was the matter. I had asked twice before, and she had changed the subject. When, Mommy? I repeated impatiently. Instead of answering this simple question, my mother suddenly said, Elaine, would you like to go to the country? I twisted my head around and stared at her. The country, I repeated. Why? Where? Do you mean instead of going to school? Well, no, replied my mother. Not exactly. I mean, you'd go to school in the country, and I'm sure you'd love it when spring comes. The thing is, Elaine, I've got the offer of a marvelous job, but it means traveling about and going abroad, and I just can't take you with me. But if you give up the flat and Miss Moody, I said blankly, where will my home be? I mean, I won't belong anywhere. My mother gave a little shrug.
Azalea's POV. My mouth dropped open. I need to go back toward the pack. Back to the people who, like Gwen, rejected my very existence. Listen, he said, reaching out to grab my arms. I am not taking you back to the pack house. I will not make you go there until you want to. I'm going to take you to my parents' lake house. They don't use it, and since we all grew up, it's pretty much empty. Damien already sent a few people over to clean it up and stock it for me. We'll be safe. And the patrols won't come close enough to know who you are. I nodded my head, trying to process all this. I did not trust myself to speak right now, as tears were already threatening to erupt from my eyes. Liam reached up and brushed a few stray hairs from my face and looked into my eyes. Azalea, I will do anything to protect you. I never wanted to force you to do anything you weren't ready for. But I need you to come to the lake house with me, he said, imploring me to understand. I closed my eyes and nodded my head. He pulled me into his chest, kissing the top of my head. Thank you, kitten, he whispered. After a few more minutes, I finally broke the silence. Do we have to go tonight? I asked in a barely audible whisper. No, he said. You can stay here tonight.